Thank you, Madam Moderator. The Bahamas is pleased to participate in today's event to commemorate the landmark anniversary of the UN Convention Against Torture. At the outset, if you will allow me, I would like to lend a bit of context before responding more directly to your question. The Bahamas celebrated its 50th anniversary of independence last year, meaning that the Bahamas as an independent nation is only 10 years older than the UNCTAD. That said, with the support of partners such as the CTI and others, we were able to chart a path to ratification just under 6 years ago. This is a testament to our commitment to upholding fundamental human rights and respect for the rule of law. I share that to illustrate the importance of technical assistance and capacity building for small island developing states such as the Bahamas as we engage with UN human rights treaty bodies and mechanisms. It is in this spirit that the Bahamas also led a resolution at the Human Rights Council in October 2023 on behalf of the Caribbean community to establish a regional office of the OHCHR in Nassau, as was just mentioned by our moderator, to provide technical assistance and capacity building to CARICOM states. And we are pleased that with the support of OHCHR, the office began work in Nassau in October of this year. Our historical trajectories and contemporary realities marked by such challenges as climate change are important considerations in discussions such as this. I am therefore grateful for the inclusion of a SIDS voice in today's conversation. In terms of reporting, this represents a significant challenge for many SIDS, and the Bahamas is no exception. However, we have made significant efforts toward addressing this. We have established a standing national mechanism for implementation, reporting and follow-up, or NMIRF. And within this framework, we have established a dedicated interagency working group on the UN Convention Against Torture, which is specifically tasked with completing the Bahamas' initial report to the UN Committee Against Torture. This working group is also tasked with addressing the recommendation to create an offense of torture into our penal code, and we are now working toward final review and approval. The working group includes representatives of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Department of Immigration, and the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. In terms of challenges, these include limited human resource capacity, given that those participating in the NMRIF have also competing responsibilities in their line ministries, challenges with data collection, and successive natural disasters, such as Hurricane Dorian in 2019, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic, which hampered progress towards the completion of our initial report. Nevertheless, with the working group now in place, we aim to have the first draft of the initial report ready by February 2025 and hope to submit the completed report in June of next year. We also recognize that the process of reporting is indeed a useful one, as it offers a number of opportunities, such as the opportunity for self-assessment and policy review. As you have suggested, this self-assessment helps us to identify gaps and areas for improvement. It also helps to support policy coherence and the alignment of national policies with international human rights standards, promoting consistency across different sectors. Reporting also enhances transparency and accountability by documenting progress and challenges, facilitating candid discussions, while also showcasing the commitment of the government to upholding human rights standards both to their citizens and the international community. Strengthening domestic institutions also comes to mind. Particularly with the establishment of our NMRIF, the reporting process entails the involvement of various government agencies which help to build capacity and foster interagency cooperation. Efforts to improve our data collection mechanisms and identification of new areas in which data is required to fulfill reporting requirements can also benefit broader policy planning and implementation. Civil society engagement is also an important part of the reporting process, as is raising awareness and opportunities to educate the public about human rights standards and foster a culture of respect for human rights. Lastly, the reporting process can be an important driver of new policy and/or legislative initiatives as we seek to strengthen our efforts in this area. Sorry, let's see something. Thank you.